When I saw the figures, obviously it's a disappointment that, you know, there's been an increase in terms of racism in local schools here in Kent. But I mean, looking at the time period, 2014-15 to 2016-17, I think it's been a period of events which have taken place in the country, which I think could potentially have impacted upon that. So obviously we had the Brexit vote, which saw an increase in hate crime after that. There's been obviously a spate of terrorism attacks as well. And that's, I think, contribute towards the hate crime as well. So, you know, it could be down to, some of it could be down to kind of external factors. I think, obviously, the schools have got a key role to play, but also I think parents and wider society have as well. You know, and I think the encouraging thing is the fact that where there are incidents, the fact is the schools are recording them, I think, which is a good thing. And hopefully, as a result of them recording it, they can maybe understand some of the areas where, you know, the racism is taking place and what they could be doing to help prevent it. Children maybe are saying things, they're obviously not aware of what the significance is. The message, but I do want to get out there, despite the fact, you know, there has been an increase over the last 3 years. Overall, I still think, if you look at the county of Kent, that generally, in terms of community relations, they are very positive here. You know, and I especially think compared to other parts of the country, generally, I think community cohesion is good here. I think it's important this information is getting out there, that if children are suffering from racial incidents, it's important that's reported. It's important that schools, you know, local authority partners, and the police and everybody else take these issues very seriously, and that it's only by us as you know, us as a community kind of seeing that these incidents are being reported, that we can kind of understand that there is racism that still exists out there in society, and that we need to be working even harder to overcome it. From my experience, yeah, where there have been racial incidents in schools and where we worked with schools, the first thing is obviously to make sure the offenders, you know, is there sometimes, you know, racism could be unwittingly where a child is not understanding what they're saying. But I think it is important for schools to address the issue and, you know, find ways of addressing it so that children can get the message that, you know, regardless of skin colour, regardless of faith, regardless of gender, that we should, as children and, you know, as human beings, we should all be respect one another and work together with one another.